Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for listening to us today. Just a reminder that if you're in your car listening to us right now, you can take us with you outside of your car to wherever you're going on an app on your phone. It's called radio.com. Just search for 97.1 FM Talk, and we are streaming live there. You can also rewind it in case anything that Ryan Wiggins said didn't make sense the first time. You can rewind it and hear him say it again, and maybe it will make more sense the second time.
But probably not.
Maybe. I mean, just keep rewinding and just keep listening.
You give me too much credit. You guys are so nice.
Did you see the exchange between Tucker Carlson? Is it Richard Goodstein? Is that his name? It's Goodstein, I think. I hope I'm right.
Yeah, I think that's correct. I know he's a former Clinton aide.
Did you see that exchange where Tucker calls Kamala Harris Kamala? He's always called her Kamala. Have you seen that?
I have.
I haven't.
You haven't, Ryan? No. So there is an exchange between those two. He had Goodstein on his show. And the first thing Goodstein said, he's like, let me do you and let me do all the Fox News hosts here. I'll do you a favor to keep anybody from being embarrassed anymore. It's Kamala, like the punctuation, Kamala, not Kamala, Kamala. Now, I watch Tucker quite a bit. Katie, I think you've been a producer for a long time. You've worked in radio for a long time, and you've worked with a lot of different hosts, and including myself. But when Goodstein comes out of the gate to talk about an issue, and he goes and criticized Tucker, made it very personal from the get-go, I just felt like my radar for Tucker's mood, I felt like he was about to go through the roof.
Yeah, he looked like he was going to explode. And I don't know. I mean, if I were Tucker's producer, I'd be like, everybody, buckle up.
It's eyebrows
be,
up.
Yep, everyone needs to buckle up back here and get ready for what's going down.
Something's about to go down.
Yes.
Yeah, you could tell that nothing else, that interview was not about Kamala Harris anymore. And it was personal. And I wonder if, has he been back on the show since then? Is he ever going to be back on the show? Like, to me, it looked like, man, you better make this a good interview because this is your last Tucker Carlson interview. That's the way it felt to me.
It could have been okay, too. It could have began with an okay conversation about how to pronunciate her name. And it just ended so badly.
Well, this is a little bit aftermath from it. Let's listen in here.
Tucker, can I just say one quick thing? Because this is something that will serve you and your fellow hosts on Fox. Her name is pronounced comma, like the punctuation mark. Look, Kamala. Okay? Seriously, okay. I've heard every sort of bastardization.
Okay. So what?
That's how it is, Kamala.
Okay.
Well, but I think it's out of respect for somebody who's going to be on the national ticket. Pronouncing her name right is actually not, it's kind of a
bare minimum. So I'm disrespecting her by mispronouncing her name unintentionally. So it begins. You're not allowed to criticize Kamala Harris or Kamala Harris or whatever.
Kamala Harris.
All right, so Tucker doubles down. And that is how the interview began. So naturally speaking, people had a little bit to say about what Tucker really meant when he was saying Kamala.
So I'm disrespecting her by mispronouncing her name unintentionally. So it begins. You're not allowed to criticize Kamala Harris or Kamala Harris or whatever, Kamala. Joe Biden was attacked by Kamala Harris. Name three things that Kamala Harris sincerely believes.
Names can be so hard to pronounce sometimes. Even the names of people who have been on the scene for years. Say it with me. Kamala Harris.
Does his voice cause like a reaction to you, to me? Yes. This is the same guy who is Don Lemon to Tucker Carlson. Yes. So you can see how Don is going to be a little bit, you know, he probably took great pleasure in that correction. And, you know, when you start, your mental capacity starts to slow down and you need someone to speak slower, that's when you should really start listening to Don Lemon, because he says things really slow. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's like the proverbial let that sink in, which if you ever say something to me, it could be the most brilliant thing that has ever been said in the history of time. If you follow it up with let that sink in, I'm not paying any attention to what you said. Nope. I don't need time to let your brilliance sink into my thick, dumb skull. Use that. There you go. Ryan, whatever you end up doing with that statement that I just said,
clip it.
That's great. No, that's exactly what that statement means.
The second thing that drives me crazy is you could ask me for any help or advice or list, but if you finish the statement with "and go," I'm not going. I am stopping. There will be no go. It will be, I'm not like just sitting here waiting to jump into your conversation. I'm like, oh God, I just want to get in there. I gotta get, tell me when I get going and go. And I'm in. Like, I don't understand. I really need to know something. I really need to know the best place to get TI-84 calculators for my school supply shopping. And I just don't really know. Give me your best suggestions. And go. Stop it. And stop. The end go. And let that sink in. So after Don Lemon calls out, and among other people, even suggesting to some extent that Tucker Carlson's Kamala Harris was even like racist of him. Remember, Tucker Carlson called her Kamala Harris. Well, then this
happened. Anyone who so much as mispronounces her name is a racist. That's what they're telling you. So with that in mind, pretty amusing to watch old Joe Biden himself mispronounce Kamala Harris's name today. Watch.
I told him I wanted to be the last person in the room before he made important decisions. That's what I asked Kamala.
Whoops.
Tucker Carlson could have taken care of the national debt himself to get Joe Biden to say Kamala the next day.
So
what?
Bad.
That's amazing.
I transformed amazing. Myself back into Joe Biden. How do I look, guys?
Who? You look. Whoa,
who's
whoa.
Who?
Which one's
whoa,
Joe?
Who?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Who's
There's
who
two
right
Joe
now?
Biden heads in that frame.
That's right. If you were watching on the live right now, it's uncanny, really, the resemblance that I have to this man. He should probably.
You're a lion, dog faced pony soldier.
There he is.
Yeah.
And maybe he should be right over my shoulder, just like this.
You know what I like that you've done with your hair that's similar to Joe's is that you let it kind of get a little bit long right in the back. You could cut it,
mm-hmm.
but you
might
don't.
Be the lowest point of my show right now. Thanks for the people who are watching and who were watching. I mean, like when Joe Biden comes out the next day and says Kamala Harris, and you're Tucker Carlson, you got to be like, I cannot even believe that this is real.
Yeah, what do you do if you're Don Lemon? You just made a huge point at
Kamala Harris's name.
Undermine.
Watch.
I told him I wanted to be the last person in the room before he made important decisions. That's what I asked Kamala.
It's not even debatable. It
no.
wasn't like, oh, it kind of sounded like Kamala. It was a little not quite as Kamala. He says it more aggressively than Tucker was saying Kamala.
Yes. Yes, he did.
During their first speech, it was during their first speech together announcing that Kamala is going to be his running mate. And that's when he said Kamala. I'm like, I don't get it,
man.
You know what? So someday Don Lemon's going to lose his job. I don't know when that'll be. It'll be tomorrow.
Right after he loses his mind. Probably November 4th.
It'll probably be this year, but it could be 20 years from now. Whenever that is, I figured out the perfect job for that guy. Uh-oh. He needs to read audio books that are like calming, soothing, motivational books.
That make you go to sleep?
Yes. His voice is perfect for that.
He raises my blood pressure.
You're on a beach. Think about your life.
Think about what you've done. Go, Republicans.
I know what you did last summer.
I just don't think anyone from the news media telling anyone else what to do, it doesn't provoke anything but anger out of the rest of us.
That's all we have.
Yes.
That's all we are. The news, cable news is now the news reporting on cable news.
Yeah.
Does this result in the end? Like, is this how it happens, where we become so meta with ourselves that every night you tune in to Fox News to see what CNN did the night before, and what CNN did the night before was report on what Fox News did the night before? Like, pretty soon we go into a time warp and we, like, flash out of existence. Maybe that's how it ends.
There's so many things that we can look at in history and say, well, we got to know history so we don't repeat it. There are things like that you're talking about. There is no context for what history has done in these situations.
Oh, my gosh. Kamala. Kind of makes me want to call her Kamala now, but I won't.
I'm going to get confused and accidentally call her that.
Everybody called her Kamala Harris when it was Brett Kavanaugh. Nobody was running for president yet then, right?
That was 2018.
Was it that 1918? Everybody was calling her Kamala Harris first. And then it was corrected. And I remember I was like, who is this woman? And then I was paying more attention to her. And then I heard people who are her peers and colleagues saying Kamala Harris. And I want to say it right. It's important to me to say it right. I don't like to play in the world of nicknames and, you know, like, AOC, it took me a long time to even say AOC. I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say Ocasio-Cortez. And then I made a promise to myself that if I didn't like saying her name, maybe I would just stop talking about her. Which I think is maybe the worst thing that you can do to the junior high mean girl. But when Ocasio-Cortez is on the scene all the time and everybody's got nicknames for her, if there's one nickname, there's 100 nicknames. I just want to say that Ocasio-Cortez, like, I can talk about her policies. I can talk about the fact that she seems to have an unrealistic view about what the United States of America is. Now, if she wants to change the country with some of her extremely openly socialistic policies, let's talk about those. Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, yes. See, now we've said it like four different ways and I have to check myself.
Mm-hmm.
People want to talk about the way she looks. People want to talk, like, Katie and I have talked about this off air, but there are conversations surrounding her face and whether or not she's had work done. If she has had work done, she isn't more or less qualified to be the vice president of the United States. If she's had bad work done, she's not more or less qualified to be the vice president of the United States. She's not, maybe she's qualified to be the vice president of the United States, but I can list you two dozen reasons off the top of my head why it would be a terrible idea to make her the vice president of the United States. And none of them have to do with the structure of her face. None of them do, or how she wore her hair, or what, you know, going back to Hillary Clinton, the kind of pantsuits that they wear. Like, it drives me crazy when we miss opportunities to discuss the actual policies that could potentially destroy our country as we know it, because we want to be the mean girl in the classroom picking on somebody for the outfit they chose that day, or maybe the structure of their closet. I mean, Katie, doesn't it, as a female voter, whether you like the person or not, doesn't it get under your skin?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just think it's, to use a word that Jim Kruta just said, but I think it's a perfect descriptive word, it's petty. Yeah. I think it is so petty to go after someone for their looks when there are so many other things that you could say about that person, a.k.a. she wants to have so many far, far left ideologies in what we're going to be doing in 2021. So I just think that that's a much better point to make than just going after her looks and saying something about her face.
There are people who will vote for someone or against someone because they feel sorry, or not feel sorry, but they don't like the way the other side is making them feel. And when you look at what Donald Trump takes on and you balance that with what Donald Trump dishes out, in my opinion, I feel like it's kind of balanced. I think that Donald Trump's demeanor as the president of the United States is way more to do with his fighting back than his picking the fight to start with, which is why I have a longer leash for that. And I know he crosses the line from some time, but my skin is thick enough to hear it and be able to say, what's he, why? This is not the best way to go about it. But when you look at the accomplishments that the president has had, they are numerous. Today's agreement that he helped usher through with Israel and the United Arab Emirates is another great example. If you want to know more about that, check our podcast, because Dakota Wood was explaining it at 12:25. But again, talking about the accomplishments or the drawbacks of the candidate, we would all be better served that way. And the second someone feels uncomfortable with the way you're talking about that, you're never going to call somebody a name in politics. You're never gonna come out and say, you know, Kamala. And Tucker Carlson is not going to persuade anybody to vote against Kamala Harris because he called her a name. He subsidizes it with a lot of really good points, but he still puts it in there, and that's his choice to do. But I just, it's not for me. Mm-mm. I don't think it gains anything. And the people who cheer on the name calling, they all already agree with you. So unless you're just in a, you know, circle back scratch of who's going to make everybody feel good all the time, you're not actually inviting anybody into making that circle any bigger. So it doesn't seem to be helpful to me. So let's talk about the facts and the merits and debate those and see if it gets somewhere. Maybe that will persuade somebody, because the name calling sure doesn't. Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
Kamala. Oh my gosh, it's like, I wish I could have been there when Tucker heard that for the first time.
Is that the reason the universe hates you for picking her, is just because the pronunciation is difficult?
No, she always sounds like she's on her way to a really bad cold. I think I've been trying to define it, and she just doesn't sound like she's I don't feel like she presents strength in the way she delivers things. But she, as a prosecutor, she's definitely a strong woman. She's proved that. She doesn't need me to be cool with it. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk a little Cardinals baseball. Last time I talked to Kevin Wheeler, I said next week, hopefully we'll be talking to you about a game that happened. Yeah, about that. Well, let's talk to Kevin Wheeler. If there is a game going to happen Friday, we'll talk to a KMOX sports reporter when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, it has been a while. This is 7:10. What kind of time are games anymore? 7:15? Did we get away from the 7:10? That might have been 15 years ago. Baseball's supposed to happen at 7:15 p.m. And it's not. And it has been a while. And now I've gone 90s sad grunge music.
The only way to be.
That might have been in the early 2000s. I'd have to go look at the date. But I mean, it's very frustrating, is it not, that we continue to have to wait? Well, hopefully there's some good news to be had. We are joined now by Kevin Wheeler, KMOX sports reporter. He joins us every Thursday here as well. And Kevin, I know we've been waiting on test results. They kind of punted yesterday on giving any information. You know, anything positive, anything, if not, just change the subject and talk to me about something positive here, because we're looking for baseball.
Well, it sounds like there's a shot for a doubleheader on Saturday, if that sounds good.
Sounds good to me. Yeah,
that's
absolutely
kind of nice, right? I mean, we're not at 100% certainty yet, and it sounds like tomorrow is not going to happen. Mm-hmm. A lot of good reporting on this afternoon, just that the schedule's still fluid, and they were kind of hoping to start tomorrow in Chicago against the White Sox, but it sounds like that's not going to happen. But it sounds like Saturday for a doubleheader is basically the plan. It's not necessarily that it's guaranteed to happen, but that's the plan. And I trust my friend Derek Gould's reporting implicitly. Like, everything he reports, I write down as if it were written down in the pages of the Bible. And he says that their plan is to go to Chicago tomorrow and play Saturday. So that sounds good to me.
Yeah, I'll take it. That's a very positive spin on this drought that we've had here without baseball in St. Louis. How hard is it to be this delayed and get back out there on a professional baseball field and perform at the level that people are going to expect them to perform? Do you think they'll be ready on Saturday?
No. No.
Okay. Well, you got the good stuff in. Now the honesty.
I mean, I got to expect it to be pretty rough for a little bit. It doesn't mean it has to be. I mean, the Marlins missed, I think it was 8 or 9 days, and they came out and won, I think, 3 out of their first 4, and have played still reasonably well since then. But, I mean, the Cardinals have been out twice that long, and they've got the concerns about managing injuries. I mean, you know, they haven't had a workout in at least a week with the group. And now guys are doing things on their own, but, I mean, I think they're going to be ultra cautious with, you know, what they're going to do with their pitchers. I'm sure they're going to be really careful with how much they work and if they look like they're having trouble getting them out of there. I wouldn't expect anything that looks like good baseball right away. In fact, that's maybe the worst thing about coming back when they are is facing the White Sox, who are pretty decent this year, and then playing the Cubs, who are one of the best teams in the game so far. It's going to be an interesting test right out of the gate.
Kevin Wheeler, are we talking about a situation where they might discuss changing who and why they make the playoffs, like they switch to a winning percentage formula, or maybe the Cardinals don't even qualify at all and other teams do? I mean, are we into that territory yet?
Nobody's gone there about the Cardinals. And Rob Manfred talked about it this week, essentially saying that, you know, that they're not going to necessarily eliminate somebody because they don't play all of the game. Huh. Now, you know, I'm sure that there's going to be pressure from all around, from, you know, owners of other teams and front offices saying, listen, you got to get to at least a reasonable threshold, right? I mean, we can't have a team making the postseason if they only play 40 games. I mean, that would only be 2/3 of the schedule. I think that, you know, just this is complete, I don't want to say guesswork on my part, but this is a, what my teachers in grade school say, it's a guesstimation. Mm-hmm. The Cardinals are going to have to get to about 50 games, I would think. 45 to 50 games, but probably 50 is a nice threshold. If you get to 50, I don't think too many people are going to complain if you squeeze into one of the top 16 spots. You know, anything less than 45 is going to be a hard argument. Where, again, when you think about a team playing 60 and you're playing 40, I mean, you literally only played 2/3 of the games that they did. And, you know, if you play poorly, that can also work against you, right? Because you never got a chance to get back on track. But if I had to pick a number, I'd say if they can get to 50 or close to it, I think that'd be good enough. And, yeah, they'll go with the winning percentage in that case. And we still got to assume there are going to be other teams that are going to have something come up. Whether it's as big as this or not, I don't know. But, I mean, I think it'd be pretty crazy to assume that everything's going to go perfectly the rest of the way.
Yeah, that's kind of the question I was going to ask you about. We're speaking with Kevin Wheeler, KMOX Sports Reporter. The Marlins, Derek Jeter came out and said that some guys let their guard down and they paid the price for it. I heard Adam Wainwright on Frank Cusimano's radio show talk about what didn't happen. I don't know that we know what did happen with the St. Louis Cardinals, but why would this not be taking place on other teams? Why would every team not eventually likely face what the Cardinals and the Marlins have faced already?
It's a good question. I mean, some of them may have the advantage of not being first, right? I mean, the Marlins happened first and the Cardinals happened right after that. So if other teams took that first, that first scare and really clamped down on their, on, you know, what they're doing away from the ballpark and how they're handling things at the ballpark, you know, MLB has reemphasized a lot of their problem, you know, a lot of their guidelines and made them a little stricter. So, you know, if people really took it seriously, it might prevent the big outbreak, right? I mean, there've been positive tests elsewhere. We just haven't had, you know, 16, 17 people on the same team other than the Marlins and the Cardinals. And I will say this, though, just as evidence towards saying we should probably expect some more. I mean, I don't know how much you guys are tracking it, but just this week, The Indians sent home two of their starting pitchers, and two really good starting pitchers literally sent them home because they snuck out of the hotel, the team hotel, when the team was in Chicago. They felt like going out. So these two guys went out, and then once that was found out, they were sent home to quarantine until they can pass, you know, a couple of tests, negative tests. Of course, it's weird because positive is negative and negative is positive. It's confusing when you say it weird. But they have to have a couple of negative tests before they can come back with the team. So if we can see that, like even after the Marlins and Cardinals, you've got two people that are veteran players. One in particular is a proven veteran player that are stupid enough to do that. I have to believe somebody else is doing stupid things too.
Totally.
Kevin, I saw a report this week that said that Major League Baseball was considering switching to the bubble formula. That seems surprising that they could pull that off midseason, though.
Oh, no, they won't do it till the playoffs. And you're right. That might be tough, but I think they could do that. I mean, right, you're talking about 16 teams, and if they pick the correct areas regionally, like Southern California, Southern California, you've got three stadiums there. You've got some room to work around. You know, if you go to New York, you've got stadiums. If they were talking about maybe the Midwest, you've got two stadiums in Chicago, one in Milwaukee. So you have three within 90 minutes of each other. I think that for the postseason, they will definitely do that. It may not work, but if you look at how well it's going with the NBA and the NHL, I think you probably want to repeat that, because the worst thing that could happen to Major League Baseball this year is an outbreak like the Marlins or Cardinals have had, and have that happen in the playoffs, because that ruins everything. Everything's thrown out the window, and that's where they're going to make some money this year, is in the postseason.
Speaking about making money in sports, the NCAA, just conference after conference, is pulling back on their fall sports season. What's your reaction to these decisions? And you know, I know that all the sports in the fall matter, but everybody's wondering the most about college football. Is it going to happen at all? Is it done? And do you think it's the right decision?
Boy, you know, I'm, at this point, I've been looking at this for so long, I don't know that there is a right decision, right? I mean, you know, the two of the university presidents in the Big Ten, one at Michigan, one at Michigan State, are immunologists by trade. Like, this is what they've studied their entire lives. So, I mean, their input probably means something. And when you consider the financial interest that those teams have in there, in Michigan sells, 110,000 tickets for every home game. They got 110,000 people in there, probably at something along the lines of $70 a pop. That's a lot of money that they're passing on, right? And it's a lot of TV money that they're passing on. So it's interesting that the Big Ten and the Pac-12 went that way. But keeping in mind these regional differences, I mean, this is what it's all about, right? Every state is different. So the states in the Big Ten, you know, like Michigan has been pretty strict. Illinois has been pretty strict. New Jersey, Maryland, believe it or not, those are Big Ten states. They're all a little different, but you have a lot of stricter ones there. California is staying out in the Pac-12. Now, when you look at the Southeast, the states have been a little more loose, and the restrictions might not be as difficult. And that doesn't mean that they won't have problems, but it might mean that one is able to press forward more than others. So as of now, Big 12, SEC, and ACC are going to try to play, but they still haven't made final calls yet. I'd still put it at 50-50. I mean, the case that has everybody nervous right now is actually a St. Louis kid named Brady Feeney, who went to CBC and then is now playing football at the University of Indiana. He got COVID and had severe problems with it, and now he's got myocarditis. A heart condition that has to be treated. And, you know, when you're and this is, you know, what, an 18, 19-year-old freshman in college, a really healthy, athletic person that this happened to. And I think that probably is what put the scare in the Big Ten and the Pac-12, that if this myocarditis becomes a problem, then you've got some real issues with liability.
Yeah. Real quick before we let you go, we only got about a minute left here, but the St. Louis Blues, man, right. I'm trying to watch them, and it's getting kind of hard. What do you think? Is the season just going to fizzle out, or anything good in store for the St. Louis Blues?
I think they're going to be okay. I mean, this is one game, and it wasn't a pretty game by any means. I still think they're the better team than Vancouver. But, look, the NHL playoffs are tough, and we see lower seeds beat top seeds all the time. So I wouldn't say that it's a lock, but I'd give it a 70% chance of the Blues advance.
All right. Well, we'll continue to cheer him on and get the updates from you each Thursday. I'm going to say this like I said last Thursday. Hopefully next Thursday when we talk, we'll be talking about baseball that was actually played. Hopefully in a week.
Fingers crossed. Knock on wood.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on, Kevin. Good to talk to you again.
All right. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
You as well. At KevinWheeler94 on Twitter. KMOX Sports Reporter. Glad to have him on here each Thursday. Quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up. Katie has, in line of sports, and because she's obsessed with sports movies, Katie has the best 30 sports movies of all time based on a Rolling Stones. I guess Rolling Stones, they consult with you on
Yes,
this?
They did. They asked first, and then they created the article.
It's the Rolling Stone article of Katie's favorite top 30 sports movies. Go comment on our Facebook Live, our YouTube Live, or the Twitter Live, and give us your suggestions of what you think might be on this list. Ryan and I will try to guess the top 10 when we come back and see if you can match any of our answers. We'll be back in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for choosing us today. I don't know why I keep saying that, but I am grateful for it. I know it's a choice. In our industry, I have to say things that make people never want to change the radio. And I also have to make bold, non-boring points. That's a hard line to walk from time to time. Most of the time. It's 2020 and there are politics involved. So I do appreciate every opportunity I get to talk to you and converse with you. And we're very grateful for that. We use a lot of our social media to kind of plus up that conversation. And we're getting very close to 13,000 likes on Facebook. I would love to tip that over. And we're about 200 likes short. So if you haven't liked the Annie Fry Show on Facebook and you've got 32 seconds to spare, that's probably the amount of time it would take you to type in Annie Fry Show and click like. I would be very grateful for that. I've also had people tell me that they used to like our show and they went to check it on Facebook and for some reason they don't like it anymore. So maybe, you know, do the whole Ronald Reagan trust but verify thing with, was that the middle of Russia or whatever? I don't know. Movies, sports. See,
movies,
that's where everybody
sports.
Just left. Uh-oh. Everything we say for the rest of the show,
he's
they're like, "Nope,
it. We gotta get
Andy
out."
Got
of here.
Dumb. And it's 2:48. This is when I start saying the stupidest things that I say.
So the Rolling Stone came out with a list of the top 30 best sports movies of all time, and I'm not going to read off all 30 of them, but I would love for you two to try and guess what are at least in the top 10, because some of them are really, really good, and then some of them I've never heard of before. So I'm interested to see if you guys can name
I have nine
any of these.
Written down.
Oh, perfect.
I have 16.
Perfect.
The first one I'm going to... We'll go back and forth. The first one I'm going to say is The Natural.
That is not on the top 10 list.
Well, this list is crap, and I'm.
Is it in the top 30 though?
It probably could be. Probably.
Well, let's just do top 10, and she can tell us later on with it.
Okay, so that one was not on my list, so I'm thankful. So I'm going to go with a shoe in. I'm going to pick Hoosiers.
That is.
That's not on my list. I don't think it's in the top 10.
That is not on the top 10.
Oh my
10.
Gosh! Mm-mm. Wow.
Nope.
Remember the Titans.
That is not on the top
10. This list isn't even woke.
Oh my gosh.
What kind of Rolling Stones crap is this? They've been spot on everything else they've ever written.
I know. Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
All right. League of
Fake
Their
news.
Own.
Oh, that's on mine. That's got to be in there.
Let's see here. It might not be.
Amazing. What is it going to take?
That is not on the top 10. That's not.
Wow.
Did you say sports movies?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I did.
Bull Durham.
That is on there.
Finally.
Bull Durham is the spot number 6.
Number 6.
Okay, this movie won Academy Awards. It better be on there. Moneyball.
Moneyball is not on top 10.
No, that's not
no
on
way.
There. Sandlot.
It's not on there. Not
Gosh,
top 10.
Damn it. We have a better top 10. We've already come up with
this. This is crazy.
Yeah, I know.
This is crazy. But there's a few obvious ones.
Field of Dreams.
I don't think that should be on there, but
not top 10. Nope. Mm-mm.
I am going to go with Caddyshack.
Yes. Caddyshack is number 5.
Pick.
Number 5. Okay.
Happy Gilmore.
I have that on my list.
Not on top 10. Mm-mm.
Dodgeball.
Nope.
Oh,
that's a good one. That's
I was a sleeper.
That's one of my favorites.
That's a sleeper guess
so
on my
good.
Own part.
Major League.
Nope. Nope.
The only one I have on here that's left, I'll have to think of a little bit more here. Well, I can think of a little bit more, is Draft Day, which is one of my favorite sports movies, but I can't imagine that it's in the top 10.
It's not. One of my guesses was The Mighty Ducks.
Was that because that was a sports movie that you can think of?
Yeah, that was the one.
That's the one. I remember seeing that when I was little and being like, wow, this is great.
Only Mighty Ducks 3 made the list.
All right, go ahead. Ryan, go for it.
Slapshot.
That is on there. Number 7.
Yes. Number 7, you said?
Number 7.
Rudy.
Not on there.
Oh,
okay. I left that off because I didn't think it would be on there. And I'm adding movies that I can think of. I'm gonna Ryan, you keep going with your list. I'm
okay.
gonna read people's suggestions on our Facebook chat and YouTube chat and go ahead.
A Kingpin.
That is not on the top 10.
All right, Don Lemon.
Not on top 10.
Miracle on Ice.
Hey,
oh, sorry.
Hey.
I didn't know we were going back and forth.
You see what I got written right there? You back off my nine cross.
Back
off
it up
thing.
Like a dump truck.
I'm going to say Miracle.
Not there.
Good.
Ah,
I had to
see?
Add it. Now you just sit still there, Ryan Wiggins. I'm going to the people. We Are Marshall?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Did you say sports movies?
No kidding. Man, Hoosiers and Field of Dreams?
Go ahead. Yours, Ryan. Your turn.
Okay, Space Jam.
No, it's not. But that also would have been one of my guesses.
Vicky says White Men Can't Jump.
A number 11.
Oh,
that's 11.
Oh, number
10.
11.
Man, you got more? Go ahead, Ryan.
Okay. Tin Cup.
Nope.
I didn't know that one would, but
this has got to be in here. Joseph and Alan both say Rocky.
Oh, yeah. Number 2.
Number 2. I've never seen Rocky.
Oh, that's a great, great movie. Mm-hmm. The Longest Yard.
Not on there.
Mm, I'm running out.
Yeah, I know. Come on, people. Suggest more. Yeah, I'm going to give Brad's suggestion that is, wow, this list is trash.
What do you guys expect?
Kidding.
It's the Rolling Stone.
Give us
the
hints.
The Rolling Stone.
Give us hints.
Okay.
Give us the plot.
From
what you remember of watching the movie.
Okay, I won't do number 1. Let's see. I'll do...
Why?
Is number 1 obvious? Okay, here, Joseph says Brian's Song.
No. Mm-mm.
The Blind Side?
Nope. But there is something similar to that on this list.
The Blind Side I did not like.
I love
like everybody else did.
2004 movie. It's about football. It's 3 words.
The Longest Yard.
No. I'm going to say it. 10 is Friday Night Lights.
Oh.
Okay.
It's a movie?
Yeah, I thought that was a show. Didn't know it was a movie.
It's a movie. It's a good movie.
8 Men Out. Raging Bull.
Oh, wait. Raging Bull, number four.
Vicky's cheating.
1980s
movie. Vicky's gotten two. And Ryan and I have collectively gotten two.
Yeah.
Vicky Googled.
Blades of Glory.
No, that's not on there. No.
List. Why not?
Yeah, Brad says a list of the best sports movies by people who don't watch sports.
Yeah, that's why I'm reading it.
Angels in the Outfield. Yeah, like
no.
Rolling Stone's going to pick Angels in the Outfield. Sandlot. Sandlot was not on there?
No, I can't
that's
believe
amazing.
It.
This list is trash.
It is.
Yeah.
Remember the Titans? Not on there. Trash. Mm. Natural? Not on there. Trash. Okay, people keep saying 61.
Nope, 61 is not on there.
Talladega Nights.
No, but it should be.
Right? Oh, now you're mad. Talladega Nights is where King's like.
Should I read or should we keep guessing?
Vicky says she's not cheating, for the record. It's the only two movies she could think of.
Amazing.
You said Bull Durham was number six. People are suggesting things. All right, go ahead. Tell us what they are.
Fill it out.
10, Friday Night Lights, as I said.
Okay.
9, Cena. About the Formula One writer from Brazil.
I've never heard of that movie. You're doing a lot of explaining for a movie that's supposed to be better than The Natural.
8, When We Were Kings. I think someone guessed that.
Mm-mm.
7. Oh, they didn't?
Never heard of it.
I don't know that movie either.
Slapshot is number 7.
Thank you.
I think we said Slapshot, yeah.
Yep.
Yes. 6, Bull Durham.
Yeah.
Yep.
5, Caddyshack.
He hit the bull.
4, Raging Bull.
Good on you, though. Never seen Raging Bull.
3, The Bad News Bears.
Oh.
Somebody did say that on Facebook. I missed that one. Yeah.
I thought two. Is that the what's his face version? There's two. Go ahead.
This is 1976 version. Mm-hmm. I don't know. 2, Rocky, of course. Number 1, Hoop Dreams.
Hoop Dreams.
Who's the author of this?
Let's see.
Book them on the show so I can yell at them tomorrow.
Of course Hoosiers would not be on a Rolling Stone list. It's too Americana.
Some of them are classics on this list. Other, I'm like, I've never heard of this ever at all. And I wonder how many people have.
For A League of Their Own to not be on a top 10 sports movies list.
Stupid.
A League of Their Own, for the record, this is a little Annie Fry Show trivia as well, because that is ever important to anybody. But in the intro to our show, keep your voice down, your father is listening to the radio, is from when Kit and Dottie are in the kitchen, and Kit is trying to persuade Dottie to go play ball in the women's league, and they're talking in the kitchen, and then the mom says from the other room, it's Kit, keep your voice down, your father's trying to listen to the radio. It's not Kid, which everyone thinks.
The Natural is number 19, by the way.
Yeah, right. Happy Gilmore, Dodgeball. These are classics. Rudy, Miracle.
Hoosiers 13.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, Rolling Stone, once again, fake news. Thanks for listening today. Please go subscribe to us at the Annie Fry YouTube channel. And if you haven't liked us on Facebook, help push us over 13,000 likes. Dave Glover Show coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.